is the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Listen to the exciting story of the American Community Schools of Athens. Check out what drives all the members of our international community of learners as we create the education of the future. Here's John Papadakis.
Welcome to Owlcast. Today we are joined by ACS Athens counselors from the Center for Student Success and students who earlier this spring attended an inspiring career day featuring alumni mentors and also visited a vibrant college fair showcasing universities from the United Kingdom. We'll explore the critical process of creating the best possible student profile before college applications, a journey that begins long before the senior year rush. From identifying interests and passions to crafting a standout resume, we'll discuss how early preparation can set the stage for future success. Our guests will share their first-hand experiences, highlighting the importance of experiential learning as students navigate their career paths. This episode will provide valuable insights into how internships, volunteering, and apprenticeships can connect students with field experts, offering a real-world perspective on various careers. By engaging in these activities, students gain practical knowledge and clarity about their future aspirations, moving beyond theoretical learning to hands-on experiences that shape their decisions. One of the themes we explore today is the insecurity many students feel about their career paths early in high school. Through advisory classes and a supportive school environment, students are encouraged to express their uncertainties and develop self-awareness. We'll hear stories of how involvement in diverse activities has helped students build confidence and realize that their career paths are not set in stone. This flexibility allows them to adapt their plans to align with evolving personal and professional goals, ensuring a fulfilling career journey. And of course, we talk about the significance of university fairs, like the one attended by our student guests, where direct interaction with university representatives can be a game changer. Understanding the personality of a university, accessibility, culture, and ranking, along with personal connections and family references, play crucial roles in making informed college choices. This podcast will also touch on the critical role of ensuring that students' intended majors are the right fit, transforming the decision-making process from a guessing game into a well-informed strategy. Tune in for an enriching conversation that promises to empower students, parents, and educators alike.
Hi, everyone. Thank you for being with us here today. My name is Anna McCreese, and I'm the counseling coordinator in the Center for Student Success at ACS Athens. I'm here with Ms. Danai Papayioannou, one of the counselors in the high school, as well as with Ms. Christelle Matter, another counselor in the high school. I'm also joined by three of our 11th grade students, Evgenia, Spiros, and Bassam, who are here to help us in our discussion today.
What grades are the students?
11th grade.
All 11th graders?
All 11th grade students.
So we have a full year before they decide what to do. Or they are already decided.
A bit less than a full year, yeah.
A bit less than a full year.
They're deciding now, Mr. Papadakis.
What are the deadlines? When do they have to decide by?
October, November next year.
December, okay, so it's much less than a year.
And hopefully they'll be deciding. That
so no
deciding
stress.
Will happen this year.
No stress.
In October next year.
I guess the first order of discussion is the very big success that we had last week with Career Day.
Yes.
What was all about? I mean, we came into school and we saw a million different things happening at the same time that day.
Mm-hmm.
That was Wednesday the 27th.
Yep. Okay, so last week we had a career day for all of our 11th grade students. We had panels of alumni, parents, and ACS Athens friends, and they were here to talk about their different careers, the options, how their path changed, and how it was formed the years after high school. So maybe some of our students would like to talk to us about their experience in that day.
So what did we see that day? Did we see a different activity in different rooms, in different sets of people coming to talk to the students, correct?
So we had three different panels. We had started preparing since the beginning of the school year. And what we were interested in was to see what were the areas that our students were mostly focusing on when, you know, they were starting to prepare for their applications and they were working on their college lists. So based on their interests and on the majors that they are focusing on right now, we created three different panels. The panels were business oriented. They were also art and media oriented. We had scientists with us, renowned scientists and doctors, and we had split the students according to their interests in the three different panels.
What is the, for someone who doesn't know how we work here, okay, what is the process of really understanding what the students are interested in order for you to go out and find these experts?
Yeah, so the whole journey begins in ninth grade, as we often say, and we start with our advisory classes through which students are exposed to different career and personality tests. We get to know our students from ninth grade, so we get a pretty good understanding of their strengths, and we help them enhance their skills in the areas that they would like to focus on after high school. Mm-hmm. So this starts in Advisory 9, which is offered in the first semester of the year. Then it continues in Advisory 10, which is a semester course in the spring semester. And there, students are being exposed to our different available diplomas for grades 11 and 12. So they work on their IB applications for those who are interested in applying for the IB program. We also have a plethora of courses for those who may want to have some IB courses and other APs in their schedules. So we help them create the most rigor possible profile so that they can be successful in their applications mm-hmm. later on. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, in junior year, that's when, you know, the heavy work begins, because students are spending a lot of time with the writing studio and the advisory teacher, working on their college lists, refining their college lists, finalizing them, and also working on their writing essays, supplements, and personal statements.
So before we go into a discussion about the career day activity, I think I would like to hear from the students regarding that particular experience. You're all 11th graders. You're all juniors. You have less than a year to decide. So what has been your experience attending, you know, the advisory class and this year the studio work?
I can say that what I have understood throughout, like, through both of the career day and
the exhibition fair.
Yeah, the exhibition fair. I understood that there needs to be a lot of, like, experience for us to decide what we want.
Experience on what?
If you're going into a specific field, you should basically have seen it a little bit, or not only know about it or information about it, but actually have seen it in the real world. And I think that's what we were most exposed, or at least I was most exposed to, while being a part in these two activities.
Can you talk about this? What's that exposure? I mean, what are you interested? Do you know what you're interested in studying, first of all?
Yes.
What is it?
I'm like one of those people who like go for business management.
Okay. And how have you been exposed to that before you even applied?
My family.
From family?
Yes.
So you, I guess, your family's into business,
right? My mother, yes.
Okay. So what have you seen from your mother's experience or your family's activity that this is what I want to do?
Well, I'm one of those kids who had like a really big opportunity since my mom owns a company. So I had a big view of like how things are going within a business. Mm-hmm. And like there's some departments which I haven't really explored. However, like some summers I have been working.
Like accounting.
I haven't explored that much finance.
Okay, but, no finance.
Yes.
All right.
Mostly like the work that happens, like, and seeing my mother also being like a part of it, okay. also really inspired.
Okay.
To,
very good. To very good. Okay.
Mr. Papalex, if I could just sure. add something, because Evgenia hit the point exactly. And as counselors, that's exactly what we like to do is give our students the experiential knowledge. That's exactly right. And when you're looking for what, you know, career path or what kind of university major you want to choose, it's really important that you expose yourself to experiences that allow you to understand how it works or functions and don't just go off of what other people are telling you.
Now you're teasing my next question, though, okay. and I was going to go to the student, but I'm asking you. What if Evgenia didn't have this, I would say, experience from her family? How would she get this information that she wants to go towards business? How can we help facilitate that? Mm-hmm.
As Ms. Papayan was said before, that's what we try to do from ninth grade. So it's really important that students start thinking about what they might be interested in. Of course, in ninth grade, no one expects you to know exactly what major you're going to do. So you try to get a wealth of knowledge and experience in different things. We offer a lot of extracurricular activities. We help to guide students in terms of, you know, what kinds of things they want to do outside of school. And of course, a lot of it is the responsibility of the student to look into, you know, what are experiences that are interesting for me. So what we usually say to students in ninth grade is that you should focus on the things that you like to do and those things will guide you.
Okay. Great.
I would like to also add that because we are spending a lot of time working with our students on a one-on-one level, we also encourage them to engage in apprenticeships or internships, especially over the summer or during the spring break. We also have...
For those who are eligible for that.
Yes, for those who are eligible, correct. And we also have a strong connection with our colleagues at the Institute. And through the Knowledge Series, we are also in a position where we can connect our students with professionals who are very well known in their respective areas and fields. And we also recommend that students participate in summer programs. It's all about trial and error. So they're not supposed to know, but through their participation in summer programs and volunteering opportunities and in other school-related events, they better understand what their next step is going to be.
Yes. Now, can I add yes. something? It wasn't only because like my parents, but also the school has really helped with the career day. The people who came were really open to internships or any questions that we had. Like throughout the school year, our counselors are really open into any opportunities we could have to have a better understanding of what we really want.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I agree with that also, since at the start of ninth grade, I was also pretty lost on what to do. I think through advisory, it helped us explore all possible roles we could take as a career, what each one does, what we would study in it. And through that, we would choose something that truly interests us.
So what really interested you?
I think for me, I'm still deciding, but I've specified it down to something very detailed, either economics, finance, or electrical engineering.
That's a broad one.
And lucky for you on our career day panel, you had both someone from finance and someone from engineering. So
what did you get from that panel that you attended? I mean, did you have your questions answered or did you have more questions created?
Yeah, I don't know. I think most of them were answered and I like that. I was paired with someone with both business and engineering.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that instead of trying to choose one, maybe I could integrate both of them
into
a career path. I'm also interested in renewable energy. So from my discussion with the person I was paired up with, his name is Steven, I learned that instead of trying to choose between economics and engineering, I could actually integrate both. His was civil engineering with a business entrepreneurship. He had a business.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like that. And now while I'm searching for majors in university, I'm trying to find a double major Or, for example, at Imperial, they combine economics and electrical engineering, which I think it's perfect for me. And with the help of all the counselors and everyone, I think I was able to find the perfect course for me.
Mm-hmm.
It fits my academic.
So you feel much better, more confident after the actual event than before going
in? Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
okay.
100%.
Okay.
So yeah, like everyone else, I guess no one really knew what they were going to do in ninth grade. So the same thing for me, but it's both aspects, like the learning about yourself and the tests and like all the activities we do in advisory, as well as actually hearing and meeting people across all these things. For example, the career day and all of this stuff, to actually see like people with firsthand experience and like things you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a very good combination in school. It makes you know exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. So what was your starting point before going to the career day? What's your starting point? What did you have in your mind as a career objective, let's say?
So I've always wanted to do something related to computer science or make my own thing. And yeah, no, same thing. For me, it was the same thing after career day than before.
Did you talk to someone specific about this?
Not really.
Did you have a chance?
I talked about engineering, not computer science, because that's what I wanted to do last year. And I changed my mind the beginning of this year. And I'm just reinforcing what I want to do.
You are listening to the Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens.
Yes, I just wanted to say that Ms. Mutter, it was her, she just joined us, so maybe she also had the experience with Career Day, so maybe she can say a few words about herself and let us know how it felt for her in her first official ACS Athens Career Day.
Welcome to ACS.
Thank you so much. So yeah, for the career day, I was just in awe with everything. And when I was hearing the panelists just talk about their experience, I just, you know, it took me back to when I was 17. And I would have wished for someone to tell me what they were talking about. I would have wished for someone to tell me, you know, you can just take your time and ask questions and be sure of what you want to do before you just, you know, go all in. There's always a way that you can change your path along your life. And that's, I think that's a very interesting message that, you know, my colleagues here at ACS are incredible at giving the students. So something that I've seen, I just joined the team, but something that I've noticed, and that's something that, you know, you guys could really take pride in, is that you have managed to create an environment in the counseling office where you just, it's very nurturing, it's very safe, where students can just come in with the questions that I have and have them answered. And I think that is incredible. That is the kind of guidance that students need at this age. Even if they're just interested, it's a minimal interest in something, they still have questions that need answering. And I think that you're doing an incredible job just being there and supporting them in that process.
Well, you're actually touching a very important point that some people do not have the luxury or, you know, the access to ask these questions. You mentioned that you wished that you had. What was your path before you decided what you wanted to do? How did you find out what you want to do?
That is just a whole discussion in and of itself.
Briefly.
I started actually as a teacher. I always knew that I wanted to, you know, work in a school environment because that's where I found myself more familiar. And as I was working as a teacher, I had these students come up to me and asking me questions that I just did not have the answers to. And that's what, you know, prompted me to, you know, engage in this path where I could actually get the tools necessary to help these students. And this is why, what got me here as an academic counselor, mm-hmm. just to be here for the students, support them as, you know, as best as I can.
Mm-hmm. Great.
I wanted to give a huge shout out to all of our alumni, our parents, and our ACS Athens friends. Without your help and support, we would not be able to have, you know, given our students this experience of actually talking with real life professionals. It was an amazing kind of vibe on campus. I'm an alum of the school, so for me, like having other alums back, and so even some of my older students, is just an incredible experience. And I feel like our students connect so well with professionals, and I know that it's, you know, hard to take time out in your busy day, but I just wanted to say that we are incredibly grateful to all of those people who came here to our school, and
I think their unique experiences.
They share their unique experience,
children.
And I think our students appreciate it more than they know, more than our guests know.
But they're going to express it at some point when they come to advise our students.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So you guys are coming back, right?
Oh, for sure. Let's go to the UK University Fair. Can you tell us a few things about that experience? What is this? I mean, we are an international school. We have the American curriculum. We have the IB curriculum. Students are going to both sides of the Atlantic, okay? And maybe even further sometimes. What is the significance of that fair?
So the significance of the fair is that it gives our students the opportunity to speak to representatives directly at the universities that they're interested in applying. They're able to talk about their student profile and how it fits together with the profile that the university is looking for or the university has. It's a great experiential kind of opportunity for them. It's an opportunity for them to experience what it would be like, for example, to have an interview or to talk about themselves in a professional capacity. There's representatives from universities, and so they also have the opportunity to ask questions and receive really up-to-date information.
So we're talking about admissions officers from these universities.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And did we have students that are only interested in a UK university, or was that an experience that could benefit someone else who wants to go to a different country?
Yes, so we had both. We definitely had students with us who are primarily considering the UK as an education destination, but there were also other students who are either undecided or they want to keep their options open, and they wanted to have to get advantage of that opportunity and connect with admission representatives, ask them questions, and familiarize themselves with the UK universities and the programs they offer.
So what kind of questions did you ask, Bassam?
Before, I just wanted to say that it's not only about the UK specifically. Like, for example, we're talking about advisory and all these activities we do, researching about universities and all these documents, whatever, they're all very helpful. But this is like a different experience, which is also very, very important, where you actually get to like firsthand talk to an actual admissions officer of some university you've heard of, some university you're interested in, actually ask questions, like, and talk about your CV or whatever. So it's very helpful for that.
Okay, so what did you do? I'm starting with you, but everybody's going to chime in. What made an impression to you, or what did you find useful from your visit to the UK fair?
I found very useful that, again, like I said, you're actually talking to an actual like admissions officer. I mean, obviously, okay, you might
Did you feel they were interviewing you? What was the feeling?
It was like I was interviewing them,
exactly.
To be honest.
Because
everything online and advisory, all the like questions we have, we get so much information. But it's different if you have a very specific case scenario, like if you're asking, oh, if I have this and this and this, you know, what do you think of this, for example? So it's questions to do with me, not very broad questions like, oh, what are the entrance criteria for, you know, whatever, this university.
Okay.
I think the question I asked to probably every university I visited was, what do they look for in a student? What do they want to see in the applications, and how their students are like? And the majority answered that they want to see self-interest. Besides volunteering and internships and all that, they want to see that you truly love what you're going to do for the next 4-3 years, depending
on how do you express that? I mean, did you just say, I'm very interested in your university? How do you express that?
I don't remember the exact wording, but I'm like, what's your ideal student? And specifically, what do you want to see on the CV, the personal statement that we make with advisory teachers together?
Yeah.
And I think they answered very well. Some were more specific. Do, for example, podcasts on things you like, start a personal project, do online courses. So I think it really helped a lot in order to specifically focus something that I should do.
So did they pass the interview?
They passed.
Okay.
For me, it was at the start, I didn't really have specific questions or questions that could help me with my admission.
Your application.
My application, yeah. However, I was kind of seeing an understanding that the UK mostly like cared a little bit more about like the grades we have. And I realized that actually what they told me was that we care about the grades, but we also care about how much you have put like the effort to see the major you're trying to go into. Mm-hmm. They told me that it's good to be aware of what you're going to get yourself into.
How do you do that?
It's again with experience. It's again like through the school or trying to take initiative to know more about what you're going to do. And you find that in your classes as well, in the classes that our school also offers.
I assume you go to that fair and you see tables and universities on each table and their little flags and little pens and right? Did you go randomly or did you go directly to a specific university because you heard that so-and-so?
Yes, but also our counselors told us that we could go everywhere. Maybe we should visit this university or the other one. However, even I heard that even other universities were suggesting to kids other universities. It wasn't like universities were actually trying to get you to their university. They were actually being helpful by telling you helpful information or saying that maybe this is not the university for you, but you can look into others, but not being rude. They were saying it as a nice thing.
General question for each one of the three of you. What are the qualities that you are probably looking for before you apply to a university? You say you have, your counselors are saying you have to have your top choice and then you have your second choice and then you have, you know, all the other choices. How do you see yourself choosing your top choice?
The qualities of the university.
What's important to you?
What's important to you?
I think for me, it's the level of education that we would get there. Like most universities would be the same.
Are you looking at rankings? What are you looking at?
Rankings, location, but also the people there, maybe even asking people that went there how life was like, if they truly enjoyed it.
Did they give you connections with other alums of that university so you may connect with them? How are you going to get in touch with it?
I have a few family friends, which they're friends of my mother, which their sons are older. So I talk to them a lot to see, depending on which university they went, how it was like, how life was like, and the area, because they're very spread out. One went to, for example, Bath, which was far away. Another one went to...
Far away from what? From Athens?
From London, from the center. And another one that was in London.
Okay.
To see the differences, how it's like there.
Okay. All right.
That's mainly for me.
Okay.
I could say the same. I have two older sisters. They both initially were in London, but one switched to go to Kent and the other one still remains in London. I would say mine would be location. That's what I understood from my sisters.
In the sense of being in a city, in a sense of being close to someone?
In a sense, I would say like your own personality. If you're like the type of person that works better in the city, like can handle the city, because London is also a fast-paced city.
What's your personality?
London
is not for you?
No. I will try because there's a lot of good education there. Okay. And thank God I have my sisters.
Maybe
there.
For a secondary degree.
I was trying to say that nowadays the stakes have gone a little higher and it's not sometimes everybody will have eventually a bachelor's. So it's good because you're going to be, for your bachelor's degree is 3 to 4 years. It's good that your location and where you are, you feel like good there. You have a good life because this way you could also focus on your education and be a little bit more focused.
Kent has a very good astronomy course.
I really liked Kent.
Okay, what about Bassam?
I agree a lot with Avinia, but personally, for me specifically, the problem is that I have to make a that's for everyone, I guess. But especially for me, I have to make a sacrifice. Like if I want the location I won't get the ranking I want. If I want the ranking I won't get this. So it's very specific. And I guess it's sort of like that for everyone too. And like Spiro too, I mean, a lot of my dad's like introduced me to a lot of people he knows who have gone to top universities. And I've talked to them a lot about admissions, about before what they did, about how life actually was. And that actually changed my perception a bit on these top universities, where like the difference is huge, even though the difference in rank is not very much. But like if you go to some crazy good university, for example, you're going to spend like 4 years of your life just studying. Like, you won't do anything in your life, just university, university, university. And that really changed like how I look at it, for example. Because if you go a bit down in the rankings, I know I'm very specific, it's going to be like a totally different like sort of lifestyle and like how you study. And like some people work well, better, very rigorously, like academically, some people don't.
If I can add on to Bassam's point, something I grew up with and my father tells me a lot is that university doesn't define you. Even if you go to the most prestigious university or you go
so
to the,
true. So
to
true.
The lowest university as possible, it doesn't define your success, your personality, anything at all. And if I can go more personally, my father went to a low university here, which now it even closed. And I think he's grown up to be a very successful person and a very great father as well.
I think that's the highlight of the whole discussion, to tell you the truth. And, you know, the most profound thing that I think everybody understands, it's very easy to go from number 500 to number 50. It's very hard to go from number 50 to number 20, and much more harder to go from 20 to 1. So the experience is number one for me, at least. And I have also that experience, not in UK, but in the States. But even in the UK, you have so much of a range of universities. I think your criteria is going to let you go to the best university that you can go. I'm very confident about this, and with the guidance of your counselors, and I think that they also believe that.
Yeah, I just want to say that based on all your answers, I think that something is working well. A lot of the emphasis of our career day was on the fact that career paths can change, and I'm really happy that you all, you know, see that it's the important thing when you're choosing a university is that you feel happy, that you like what you do, that you're enjoying what you do, you enjoy where you are. And those are really the most important things. And basically, it's all about, you know, what you do while you're there. So if, like Evgenia said, if you're happy and comfortable, you know, you can make the most out of your experience. And that's really what's the most important thing.
So by 2030, you're going to be coming back to talk about your experience in university to our students. So in 5 years from now, you're going to have I'm going to hold you to it.
I think it's also worth mentioning that in preparation for the UK University Fair and as part of their junior advisory class, students worked on their resumes. So when they came with us to the exhibition, they had their CVs that some of them even handed out to the admission representatives. I think that made a whole lot of difference. Right. And the way our students were seen, were perceived by the university people. And it is also part of our action research as counselors, the correlation between this experiential approach that we're emphasizing and student satisfaction. For us, it's much more than having great acceptances and putting kids in universities. We care about children being happy and successful where they go after high school. And that's why we stay in touch with them. That's why we have a great alumni network. And that's why our alums always come back to school and share with us their experiences. And, you know, we're very proud of their successes.
Mm-hmm. And whoever said that they're going to be doing a podcast, we're here. So next time that you are coming here, you're going to bring us the first episode of your podcast. Okay, that's an assignment. So Ms. Makri, Ms. Papayoannou, Ms. Matar, thank you so much for bringing these kids here, these students, these future college graduates. And engineers,
we want to say we're very proud of them.
Whatever they do, I think they're going to do great.
We're very proud of them. Congratulations
to all
of you.
Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Owlcast, the official podcast of ACS Athens. Make sure you subscribe to The Owlcast on Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. This has been a production of the ACS Athens Media Studio.